This is the Tani Talk Sessions, where we talk a topic for the week for the audience members to keep. You can hear all of our Tani Talk Sessions and previous recordings on all podcast forums, including Tani Talks OT, which is the Therapy Minute, and Tani Talks Daf, the Daf Minute, Tani Talks Parshim, Tani Talks Sessions, and of course there's the Tani Talks Music, where we have all the previous music. Tani Talks Perkios has been indefinitely paused, at least for the foreseeable future. So I want to talk a little bit about the idea of signs. Signs along the way. You go through life. You go through your personal life. You go through your years on this world. And we look for the signs. We look for how we're supposed to go along the way. The Gemara teaches us, "Bederech she'adam rotzeh leilech b'malichon oto," on the way you want to go. On the path you would like to lead. On the path you would like to travel, Hashem is taking you. And oftentimes when we're going in a path, and oftentimes when we're leading on a certain way, we could really see Hashem's hand in motion. We can really see where Hashem wants to take us, where Hashem wants to guide us, where Hashem wants us to go. We just have to look for those signs. We just have to look for where Hashem is, or where He wants us to be, how He wants us to participate. If you're thinking of what to do in your life, if you're thinking of what to accomplish in your life, just have to look for what Hashem wants you to do, what He wants you to accomplish, using your talents, using your capabilities, and using your abilities. You have to figure out how to go about in your life to make sure to get things done. When I was deciding what to do with my own career many years ago, I thought about what was a really good path. What was a path where I could work with the kids, work with the clients, work with the students, find some element of fun, and also really be able to incorporate that into the life that I would hope to have. When I was working in Camp Hask many years ago, I worked there for 3 summers. One of the years I was working with a camper who was bound to the wheelchair. He was reliant on the wheelchair. And one of the things we did was during the academic part of the day, which I believe was from like 8 or 9 until like 1 or 2, doing the learning portion of the day, because they're mandated to learn for the 12 months, not just the 10 months. And I took him to the therapy building. And in that therapy building at the time, it was a building that housed speech therapy and physical therapy and occupational therapy. And I was able to take him to his session, to his OT session, and the OT at the time had him lie in his stomach, which of course years later I learned is prone position, very good position for extension, for stretching out the limbs, stretching out the hands. And she would have him like throw these little beanie bags into a bucket, you know, to get him to be more facilitative, obviously working on the range of motion, working on the strength and the muscles of the hands, working on the grasp, which is probably my biggest thing right now that I work on in the DOE with the kids that I have on my caseload. And I felt like if I could work with a kid, if I could work with kids, and it could be so interesting, it could be so fun, and I could be youthful and get paid doing that, that's really a win for me. And I felt like this is what I wanted to do. And of course, I did volunteer opportunities and externships and internships. And I went to grad school for OT in LIU Brooklyn, where we lived for the first few years specifically so I could be in school. And then I went on to do my fieldwork in grad school, and then of course, ultimately, I went on to, thank God, take the test and pass it, thanks to Hashem, and go on to work in the DOE now, and we're working on the 10th year of being in the DOE, which is actually a very big year, where you finally vest, meaning if you put in the years after retirement, regardless of how long you stay in the DOE anymore, you get something back. And I do love working with the children. I do love working in school systems, in a school setting, in a school environment. And that was really a sign along the way for me. Throughout the years, I've seen different signs along the way for myself personally in different endeavors and different projects. Back in the days when I started the podcast, of course, it was different. When I first started, and I morphed it along the way. Perkios, we put on hiatus recently. The sessions, we went from having an hour and a half, and then an hour, then 45 minutes, and then 20 minutes, and now we revamped it for being around the 10-plus minute mark to get just a thought out, a session out, an idea out, a topic out for each week, keeping it at that more succinct time, because I think nowadays people, with their ability to attend to information, to attend to it, unless you're Ben Shapiro, who's an amazing host and rapid fire, could speak for 50 minutes, an hour and 15, and it feels like he's speaking for 5 minutes. But for the rest of us, we keep it condensed to a certain amount of time. We keep it condensed to a certain area, a certain element. Back when I started, I felt like I wanted to contribute more than just to the two or three sessions a week we see for a student. So back in 2018, I was sitting one day. It was only my third year being in the DOE, being in the public school system. I started in, 2015, 16, 17, 18. So it was my third year. I remember sitting in the border of Brooklyn and Queens in one of my schools. At the end of the day, after seeing the kids, we have to see 8 sessions a day, 5 days a week. Supposed to see the 40 sessions a day. This school day is really about 8 to 3, give or take, a couple of minutes. And I figured, what am I going to do? How am I going to contribute? What can I do to make my slight mark, slight indentation, change my 5 amos in the Board of Ed? And I was thinking, what can I do? What can I do? And Hashem put it into my mind, podcasts are all the rage. Podcasts are like the wave of the future. Most people get their information from podcasts, interestingly enough. Like, I don't think the traditional news and the traditional outlets, even social media, are not really where people get their bearings from, where they get their information from. People listen to a podcast. You think about people, millions of people listening to Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan, for example. Millions of people listening to Ben Shapiro, for example. Especially, on the right side. So podcasts are all the rage, and I sat down, and that's when the OT show came, and we eventually revamped the name to switch it to Tani Talks OT. My mentor, Rabbi Seltzer, said that we should put my name in the beginning and brand all the shows around that name, which was a great idea. And at that time, Pirkei Avos also was born, and we did a good 6 seasons, and the 7th season let it pause, but we got that out there, and then we brought on the DAF, and then we brought on the radio show, which turned into the lecture series, which turned into the radio show, which turned into the sessions, and then we brought in the Parsha, and of course we brought in the music most recently. So each element has its aspect, and each element has its way, and I feel like along the way, throughout the years, I feel like Hashem put me in certain positions and certain places to accomplish different things, and I felt the signs along the way, I felt the guidance along the way. During Corona, I felt it another way. When I was sitting and working with the kids remotely on the computer, and what can we do on a shared screen, especially when you're trying to do OT stuff? You're supposed to work on, using the classroom materials, the classroom objects, using the scissors, using the crayons and the pencils and the markers and the glue sticks. And of course, working on lunch items, the forks and the spoons, and opening the packages at lunch. I sit with kids every day at lunch to help, specifically to help them have those ADL skills, to have those hands-on skills. And of course, we also have the clothing management, helping them put on and take off their shoes, which is the donning and the doffing of the shoes, helping them with their sweatshirts and items like that. Of course, the hand washing and hygiene, and of course, the sensory elements as well. We have the wagon and the bike and the Ziggle bike, and we have the swing. We have a special sensory therapy room I take a lot of my students to. So these are different elements that we try to help them, and it's hard to do that when you have a computer. During Corona, when I was remote for those 2 years, it's very hard to do those things. So we had to find alternatives. And sharing the screen, I actually like Zoom a lot better than Google Meet. I had it both ways. I find Zoom infinitely better. So I had all these things that we'd try to do. I would find the spot, the differences. I was working in Gen Ed at the time and found the hidden items and spotlights, and I use Where's Waldo. And I thought to myself, why is it that there's only Where's Waldo in this certain aspect? Why can't I make my own version of Where's Waldo, where I can literally have my own characters, I can have my own items, and I can make it in a spin from my own perspective? And that was also around the 2019-2020 era, really 6 years ago, that the idea, that the seed had been planted, and it took me years and years to fully hash out exactly how I wanted to go about it. And finally, over the years, I found an illustrator and sat down and literally hashed out every single detail of the entire book. 90 pages. I had an exact outline of exactly how I wanted the book to go about. I had an exact element of what I wanted to look. I laid out the whole page what I wanted on top, what I wanted on the bottom, what I wanted in the middle. Every single item, every concept I thought of and I wanted to implement into fruition. And for a year, an intense year of every week working on every detail, my wife is the writer, thought of every single poem for every single picture. Every single detail I put into fruition, and I felt like Hashem's hand was there along the way because every single idea comes from him put into my head, and he connected me with the illustrator and found this website to publish the book on Lulu, L-U-L-U, and even the name is what Hashem gave to me to begin with. The name came first, and then the characters, and then the items, and then the characters, and then the scenes. And each scene I had a specific vision of what I wanted to do, and then I sat down. And when our most recent one was born and we were in the hospital for the first 2 days and all those hours, had to stay awake, especially for taking care of the baby and all the people coming with questions, I sat down and I hashed out the next two books, book two and three, and I literally made a logo for every single page for number three, God willing, in the future. And number two, I hashed out exactly how I wanted it to appear and exactly what color scheme I wanted to use and what the items and the characters would look like in book two. And we're heavy into book two right now. God willing, we should be zocha to complete it, hopefully in the future, and to really spring it into a huge element in a huge variety of ways. And that's another way I felt that there were signs along the way. Each element I felt Hashem guides me and guides me. And with other things, I also took a professorship. I did a job, a remote job in the summer, and I felt like Hashem was guiding me to be exactly there. And I loved teaching those 19 students, those 19 guys, for 3 months. Was a really wonderful thing. And I currently run a club for my kids' school once a week, and I felt like Hashem is guiding me there too. And of course, being on the radio for two shows, the Sessions and the Parsha Show, thanks to Nachum Segal Network and Nachum Segal himself, who there's a family connection, these are all guiding posts along the way. These are guiding aspects along the way. Even seeing remote cases or seeing cases through home care, these are all elements where I feel Hashem leads us along the way. And if you have a certain path, you have a certain element, a certain way that you want to go about things, Hashem will guide you along the way. You just have to reach out to him. You just have to tap into what you want to do, what you love to do, what your passion is. We always say, if you could sit and think, one of the authors on Ish talks about this, I believe it's Sarah Riegler, two questions you should ask yourself to see how you could be guided, how you could be along the way, how you could be brought along the way. What would you love to do if you would not have to worry about paying the bills and you had unlimited time? What would you want to do? What brings you the most joy? What are your most joyful experiences besides for, you know, things that are very hard to touch, like looking at a sunset, but really meaningful experiences? When you think about what you would do if you didn't have to worry about money, and what would you do if you had all the time, I have answers to that. You know, radio and audio and podcasting and the book, and of course playing my guitar, which I was zocha to get the best guitar, in my opinion, from, you know, the Martin guitar, the Ambertone D28, the brown one, beautiful, beautiful guitar. Sitting and writing songs and playing songs also is very, very cathartic and really connects me and guides me. Working in camp, a day camp in the summer, I felt like running the camp's podcast and doing the Friday sing-along and running activities for the week. I really felt that was exactly where I should be, where I need to be. And it's a wonderful feeling, by the way, where you feel like you're supposed to be exactly where you're supposed to be. Finding the community in Long Island, in New York, finding the exact house. We had to look at like 30 plus houses to find the house we've been in now for over 8 years. And each element, each aspect, and thank God, you know, finding my wife and having all the children, these are all elements where God really pushes us and guides us and directs us. So if you look for the signs along the way, you look for the aspects, you look for those lampposts, you look for how Hashem winks to us and talks to us and really connects to us, even with the horrors of this past year since October 7th with the Jewish people and the nation of Israel, there have been very interesting winks along the way, very interesting connections. There's light that Hashem, God, puts into the darkness that we could look at it, we could find it, and we could see it. Even in our own lives, if we see difficulties or we see tragedies, we should never know from such things, we should only know from good things. Hashem does put the lights there. You just have to seek for them. You just have to look for them. You just have to find them. Find the good. Try to find the good. Try to relish in the good. And try to attach yourself to the good. Just some points to ponder when it comes to thinking about signs along the way. And when we look for what we're supposed to accomplish in this world, we're supposed to use our capabilities, use our talents, use our goodness. to accomplish wonderful things, great things every single day. And that's the Tani Talk Sessions, where we talk a topic for the week for the audience members to keep. And I'm your host, Tani.